morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nikki Ahart, and she is site coordinator for First Five Program. Good morning to you, Vicki. And Nikki, not with a V, a Nikki. That's a pretty name, Nikki.
Well, thank you.
So I think the first question that people have, because many of us are not very knowledgeable about First Five, what does that mean? What is it about?
The First Five program is actually a healthy mental development initiative that was created by the Iowa Department of Public Health back in 2006. And it was meant to catch kids early that might have some delays, developmental delays or speech delays, or even social emotional delays. And the thinking behind it is where do all kids go? They go to a medical provider. So through the medical providers, you know, we promote screening, and then the medical providers can do the screenings on the kiddos, and then they can refer them to us, and we can help them find resources in their communities to just, you know, help them along. And if there is a delay, we can, you know, help them access early access or AEA services or, you know, whatever the family might need.
So, Nikki, you need to know a lot about a lot of different things. But I want to go back to the title, First Five. I think your target audience is those children five and younger and their parents or their caregivers.
Their caregivers, their families. And also we work with people who are pregnant who might have some issues.
Okay.
We're also, you know, looking for families. You know, maybe they go to the doctor and they have family stress. Or there's some financial issues, because there's a lot of programs in all of our communities that that help folks with those, and they don't know about them. You know, I didn't know about until I started doing this.
You are learning a lot, Nikki.
I am learning a lot.
And is it kind of amazing actually about how many different kinds of programs there are?
Oh yes. Yes, there's programs, you know, for about anything. And, you know, while a lot of them serve people with a lower income, there's also programs that are for, you know, just for everybody, you know, and that everyone has access to. They just don't know that they exist. And that's like how we became, you know, knew each other, was through the Healthy Cast programs and things like that. And there's a lot, you know, they're trying to promote, you know, obviously being healthy. And so, you know, developing programs that way, too, that's just going to benefit everyone in the community.
You bet. And a lot of these programs are for people of all ages, but yours is really zeroing in on these first 5 years, and I guess before first 5 years. So why is it? I'm sure, there, Nikki, you have some background about why this program came about.
Well, just because they find that, you know, a lot of kids were going into kindergarten, or, you know, Iowa also has the four-year-old preschool program, that they're hitting that, and then they're seeing these problems, when in reality, the earlier that you catch something, it's like everything else, the, you know, you can lessen the problems, or if you start at the beginning, a lot of times, you know, you can just work with the parents on activities and things like that that can help those children. But the longer those delays go on, you know, the more the problem that there is. And then they get into school and they're behind. So really we're just trying to catch it early.
And there for a while, there was a lot of information in the public about how much brain development there is early on. And I can't quote any of that. But I do remember that saying again that there's so much that goes on in a child before five that we just really need to give them all the help we can.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, there's the obvious, the developmental delays, but there's also a lot of social, emotional issues that children have, and there's screening available for that as well. You know, at different ages, you know, up to school age, so that you can catch those things early, too, and see if the child is, you know, perhaps having some issues, some behavior issues, or anything like that. And then, you know, we can refer them, you know, for therapy or, you know, all different kinds of therapy.
So, Nikki, how many counties do you work in?
I have five counties. I work in Harrison, Cass, Crawford, Shelby, and Monona counties.
And where is your where is your office?
In Crawford County at the public health.
Okay. But,
and so all those counties have different resources.
Yes.
Yeah.
So think about the resources times five.
Yeah. So, and just trying to figure out, you know, what county has what. And it's really been eye-opening.
So when we're thinking about you as a professional finding that kind of difficult, at least challenging, just think about a parent who, first of all, doesn't know about some of them, and then trying to put them all together. And parenting is such, I think it's the biggest job there ever was. What a blessing you guys can be to help kind of put all of that together for parents for a particular child.
Yeah, it is a blessing. And, you know, a lot of people in the talk now is like duplication of services. And that's what we want to prevent as well, because nobody wants five people trying to help them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is what you need, and then we'll go with this and see if this works, rather than a lot of different people, you know, trying to fix the same problem.
So you, Nikki, work more with the parents than actually one-on-one with children. You're more helping the total family. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm for the whole family. And a lot of times, you know, the parents need help to help their children, you know.
Yeah,
like you said, you know, it's very hard being a parent, and many times people aren't around other children that are the same age as their child, so they might not realize that maybe their child should be doing this or that. And it's not their fault, they're just not around a lot of children. You know, if you work with that age group all the time, you might notice those things. So that's why doing those screenings is so important. And because, you know, like I said, it might just be a little thing, and you can help them catch up, and you're more aware of what's going on with your child.
Nikki, is there a fee for this program?
No. Nope.
You just need to be referred by somebody, or so that they know the service is available.
Yeah, you're referred by your medical provider.
Okay.
And then they send me a referral. And then I call the parents directly, and then I work with them until they're established with the right program that they need. Or, you know, maybe they just need some paperwork sent to them, you know, or they need to ask or find out if they do qualify for a different program. Then I help them do that, and, you know, and then they go on with another agency, or they can keep calling me. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm happy to help people.
Well, it certainly has to be a kind of, you help people over some big hurdles, and I would think it really relieves the stress when they finally get to where they need and want to be with their children. Nikki, why did you get into this job? What kind of led you to this, being interested in healthy families and healthy children?
Well, I have actually, since I've gotten out of high school, worked with children in several capacities. I worked in daycare. I had in-home daycare. I was director for my local school district for their child care program for several years. And children are near and dear to my heart. You know, it's all I've pretty much done the last 30 years. So this program, actually, the lady who was doing it before I took the position knew me through the daycare, and she just thought it would be something that I would like. And she was right. I love it.
Good.
It's very gratifying.
And I know you're still somewhat new. You're still out there trying to find out about everything. So if people want to get a hold of you, you know, we've said that children need to be referred to their medical, but I'm sure you would be happy to answer questions if somebody would say, okay, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at my office. My number is 712-265-3120. And I can, I'd be happy to help lead them in the right direction.
And do you have a website where people could find out more, or an email or some other contact in addition to phone?
Yes. My email address is kind of long. It's hccms.com. the number 1, STFIVE program at gmail.com.
Okay. And I'm just going to say, if people want to meet you, Nikki, they could come to a Healthy Cast meeting, which is the second Monday of every month, held at right now, Public Health. And we try and get that in the paper and let people know what's going on. So we want to thank you very much, Nikki Ahart, for bringing us up to date and telling us about the First Five program.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Until next time, here's a thought. A 3-year-old child is getting almost as much fun out of an expensive swing set as it does out of finding a small green worm.